AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Turkey has shot down a Russian warplane, and there's breaking news about what happened to the two pilots on board. AP correspondent Natalia Vasilyeva reports from Moscow that Turkey is accusing the Russian aircraft of violating Turkish airspace.
Moscow, however, is denying this accusation, saying that the plane never crossed the Syrian border into Turkish skies, Turkey claims. The Russian Defense Ministry issued a statement saying that the plane was over the Syrian territory and never crossed into Turkey.
After Turkey shot down the Russian warplane, a rebel group says the parachuting Russian pilots tried to land in government-held areas but came under fire from members of that rebel group. A spokesman for the group says one of the pilots was dead on landing and the fate of the second is unknown at the moment. NATO will hold an emergency meeting today in Brussels on all of this. When the French President François Hollande meets with President Obama at the White House this morning, the fight against the Islamic State group and Russia's part in it will be center stage. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Yesterday, Hollande was in London, where David Cameron's poised to launch British airstrikes on the group. Later this week, he goes to Moscow to see Vladimir Putin. But can Russia really join the fight when its strikes in Syria have mostly hit other groups opposing Bashar Assad? Brookings Institution analyst Joseph Bahut sees some blunt talk in Moscow.
Let us focus on ISIS and let us call our mutual bluffs in a way.
Meantime, we're told one thing President Obama's not interested in doing is buying Russian cooperation by easing sanctions tied to Moscow's carve-up of Ukraine. Mark Smith at the White House.
The only person in France who could face terror charges linked to the Paris attacks must be charged or released today under French law. He's accused of providing an apartment for the mastermind. This is AP Radio News. The Patriots beat Buffalo last night to join the Carolina Panthers as the NFL's only 10-0 teams. Tom Cuddy is in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
The Patriots remain perfect. 10 wins, no losses. In Foxborough, Patriots 20, Buffalo Bills 13. Patriots led 10-3 at halftime. Third quarter, the Bills tied the score on LeSean McCoy's 27-yard run. The Patriots scored the next 10 third-quarter points on a field goal and James White's 6-yard run to lead 20-10. Tom Brady, one touchdown pass. And the Patriots lost two more players to injury. Receivers Danny Amendola and Aaron Dobson failed to finish the game. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
They won't host Saturday Night Live like Donald Trump did, but NBC's agreed to give four Republican presidential candidates free airtime on affiliate stations because the network let Donald Trump host Saturday Night Live this month. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.